Last time I was here and I spoke to you, I gave you homework, and I just wondered if anyone finished the assignment.
上一次我在这里讲到的时候，我给大家一些家庭作业，不知道大家做完了没有？
If not, don't worry, I have some more today.
如果没做完没关系，今天还有更多的作业。
Let's start with our text today in 2 Kings chapter 5.
今天我们要看的是《列王记下》第五章。
Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Then she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." And Naaman went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus said the girl who is from the land of Israel." Then the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, "Now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman my servant to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy." And it happened, when the king of Israel read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me." So it was, when Elisha the man of God heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Please let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." Then Naaman went with his horses and chariot, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became furious and went away and said, "Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of his Lord God, and wave his hand over the place, and heal the leprosy. Are not the Abana and the Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the sayings of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his aides, and came and stood before him, and he said, "Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now therefore, please take a gift from your servant." But he said, "As the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will receive nothing." And he urged him to take it, but Elisha refused. So Naaman said, "Then if not, please let your servant be given 2 mule loads of earth, for your servant will no longer offer either burnt offering or sacrifice to other gods, but to the Lord. Yet in this thing may the Lord pardon your servant. When my master goes into the temple of Rimmon to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, when I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, may the Lord please pardon your servant in this thing." Then he said to him, "Go in peace." So he departed from him a short distance. My old pastor in Cleveland, Alistair Begg, loved to quote when he talked about this passage, the Simon and Garfunkel song.
我从前的牧师Alistair, 他在讲这一段经节的时候呢，他就念了一处 Simon Garfunkel 他们的歌词。
They say that Richard Corey owns half of this whole town with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want: power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty. And I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish I could be Richard Corey.
这是一首歌词 Simon Garfunkel 他们的所做的一个歌曲，他的歌词的意思是这样子的，他们说在这个城市里面有一个人叫 Richard Corey， 他拥有这个城市一半的财产，而且他还有一切的政治关系使他可以继续累积他的财富。他出生于上流的社会，是一个银行家唯一的儿子，他拥有一切一个人所盼望拥有的，他拥有权力，他拥有恩典，他也有时尚。但是我在他的工厂里做工，我却咒诅我自己的生活，我咒诅我的贫穷，我希望，哦，我希望，我希望，我希望我是 Richard Corey。
In our theme of equipping the saints, God has really put on my heart to share what I think is a foundational issue for disciples, new and old, the questions of achievement and success.
今天我觉得神把一个负担放在我里面，我想跟大家分享的一个信息是一个很基本很根基的一个信息，就是什么是我们心目中什么是真正的成功和成就。
One of the toughest parts of the week for a pastor is that you first have to preach the sermon to your own heart.
对一个传道人来说呢，一个很困难的一件事情就是第一个，我们必须要把这个信息来对自己来讲道。
And the ministry holds as much, if not more, temptation to worship success and achievement than any other career.
其实在服侍主的这一个是从事服侍主的人来说，对我们来说，崇尚要去追求成功，是跟任何其他一个事业是一样的有诱惑性。
And for all of us here today, with careers or jobless, mothers or students,There's two delusional powers to success.
对我们所有，不管是我们在外面工作，或甚至我们在家里做家庭主妇，我们都有一些的对成功的幻想。
The first tells us that we can find ultimate value and fulfillment if we just simply work hard enough.
一个妄想或是一个假象呢，就是说如果我们能够很努力的工作，我们就可以在我们工作中得到成功成就，还有我们自我的实现。
The right career will bring fulfillment, crafting the perfect family will bring joy. If you study hard enough, it'll bring security.
我们的这种错误的妄想呢，就是如果我们努力的工作，我们就可以有成就；如果我们建立一个家庭，好的家庭，我们就可以有永远的喜乐和快乐。
Success will make you somebody. Your life will count.
如果我们成功的话，我们就可以成为一个某种样的人物，而且我们的生命才有价值，才算数。
The second delusional power tells us that we are our achievement.
另外一个妄想和幻想呢，就是我们的成就来定义我们是谁。
It's the identification of ourself with our careers, with our achievements.
换句话说，我们的成就和我们的事业来决定我们的身份。
And we bring both of these delusions to how we follow or not follow Jesus Christ.
而且我们带着这样子错误的妄想和幻想，我们来决定我们到底是不是要跟随耶稣。
So today we want to dig under this worship of success to see how our culture says life works, to see how God really works, and then find out how we work this out.
然后今天我们就要来从这个角度来看我们对成功的崇拜，我们来看到底这个世界是怎么样工作的、做事的，而神的做事的法则又是如何。
Naaman comes to Elisha with bags full of his success, but he leaves with something completely different filling his bags.
乃曼他来到以色列见以利沙的时候，他口袋里装的是他所有的，他代表着他的财富，但是他走的时候，他口袋里装的是完全不一样的东西。
So as God speaks to you today, I want you to think of just one simple question. What is in your bag?
所以当今天神在对我们说话的时候，我希望大家都能够来思想一个问题，就是我们口袋里装的是什么。
As we work through this passage, you will see actually the brilliance of Scripture in the stark, stunning contrast.
当我们在看这段经文的时候，我们就可以发现这里有一个很惊人的对比。
It's a contrast between how the world works and how God works.
这里的对比就是这个世界是如何行事的，而神的做事的法则又是如何。
The whole passage is an amazing inversion of value, or what we thought was really high and mighty, and then we look at what appears lowly and insignificant.
这一段经文我们就可以看见它这里有一个颠倒，一个反过来，就是我们原来认为、是高尚的 是高的，还有这些是低下的，是卑微的。
There is deep irony here how God moves our gaze from the might of menTo the might of God, from earthly kings to the king of everything, from what we saw was high to what is low to what is really the highest.
在这里我们看见神实在是要调转我们的眼目，使我们从这个、世界上的王去看天上和这个万有的王，就从世界上的这个、成功的这个有能力的转到卑微的，然后再被升到至高。
We start with the world's view of success undercut by deep irony.
我们先来看的就是这个世界所说的成功，而这里呢有一个很大的讽刺。
Commander of the army of the king of Aram, a great man in the sight of his master, highly regarded, victorious, valiant warrior, but he was a leper.
圣经上告诉我们，这里乃曼他是亚兰王的元帅，他在主人面前为尊为大。而耶和华曾经使他得胜，他是一个大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。
Naaman had that rare thing where he was living in a beautiful place and had a beautiful job.
在这里呢，我们、可以看见乃曼他是住在一个美地，而且他有一份很好的工作。
Naaman's people had taken the prize geography of Syria, and it was prosperous and wonderful.
当时他们的人民占领的地方就是现在的叙利亚，当时非常的美好，非常的 富足繁荣。
And even Naaman is credited with much of this success.
而他们国家的成功呢、乃曼是一个首要的功臣。
He was a mighty man who had the respect of his boss, who moved in the higher echelons of life, and he had that rare job that gave him personal fulfillment and cash flow.
当时乃曼呢，他在他的主，他在他的老板面前是非常受重视的，为尊为大，而且他不断的爬上他，不断的被提升，不断的升高，而且他有绝对美好的工作，而且他很有钱。
But he was a leper.
但是他长了大麻风。
All of his victories, all of his success, all of his wealth is about to be wiped away by these little spots.That start to appear on his skin.
当这些小的斑点在他的皮肤上出现的时候，他心里就知道他一切的成功都会归于无有。
This is a hideous disease that starts off quietly inside, moves to having these white spots on you. Joints start to tighten up, teeth fall out, appendages fall off. You are the walking dead.
这个疾病非常的可怕，它是先从里面开始，然后慢慢的在你的皮肤上出现一些小斑点，后来这斑点就扩大，最后你的牙齿会 落下来，你的 枝节这些末枝也都会慢慢的、退落，而且慢慢的你就等于是一个活着的死人。
And leprosy consumes identity. We have here the ultimate insider.Whose life got him into the better things of life, but he's about to become the ultimate outsider, cast out for his leprosy.
这个人乃曼，我们看他，他拥有了世界上所人所盼望所拥有的一切，但是这个麻风呢，却会使他到后来变成社会所摒弃、所厌弃的人。
It's like Ebola. Leprosy patients have to be separated to not affect the rest of society.
就像 Ebola 一样，当时长了大麻风的人，他们必须在被隔离在社会之外，免得他们传染给别人。
But no matter who you once were, when you're in a leper colony, you're reduced to being a leper. Your name, your success has been wiped away.
不管你从前是谁，但是你一旦得到了麻风，你住在麻风病人区，你就成为一个 名不经传的贱民。
And over the course of the passage, you see that Naaman comes to a painful realization, a grip with reality that none of his success is going to save him.
当时呢，乃曼就看见了一个非常残酷的事实，就是他所有的成功都没有办法救他。
When we fast forward to the Gospels, we see Jesus healing this dreaded disease, and it's one of the calling cards that he is the Messiah.
那我们再来看，在福音书里面，过了几个世纪之后，我们看见主耶稣他可以来医治麻风病人，也就证明他是要来的弥赛亚。
And we know that Jesus' healing of this points to a deeper healing he's going to do on the cross.
他在福音书里面，我们看见他医治麻风病人，这其实就是指向他在十字架上将要成就一个更深的医治。
Later in this passage, Elisha's servant Gehazi actually gets leprosy for his lack of faith. Another brilliant irony that this man who was close to God's prophet has less faith than this outsider.
在后来，在这一段经文，我们看见以利沙的仆人基哈西，他后来却得了麻风病。这就又是另外一个讽刺，就是这一个以色列人，他虽然非常的亲近以色列的先知，但是他却没有这一个乃曼这个外邦人的信心，以至于他得了麻风病。
And in the Bible, leprosy is sin primarily. Leprosy is a picture primarily of what it is to be a sinner, the spiritual uncleanliness for those separated from God by their rebellion.
麻风病呢，在圣经里面也等于是一个预表，来代表着罪，因为罪使我们与神隔绝，罪使我们不洁净。
And it's such a fitting picture of sin because sin also starts inside, later is apparent on the outside, creates a numbness between us and following God, and we move further and further away from God, cast out, slowly cut down into death.
罪呢，其实在这里它所表现出来的跟麻风病一样，它最开始是从里面开始，慢慢慢慢的它表现在外面，而且慢慢的呢，你就会感觉到麻木，就不再有罪的感觉，最后你就跟神越来越远，而从神的面前被除去。
Oftentimes we come to hear sermons and we get bored because we say, where am I in this story?
有的时候我们听讲到我们觉得很无聊很无趣，因为我们在想这个跟我有什么关系。
Replace the words a little bit and you can see that what affected Naaman has affected all of us.
但是我们在这里来看见呢，其实在乃曼他所得的病也影响到我们每一个人。
Here's so-and-so, accomplished tech leader, revered among his neighbors, loving father, handsome, wealthy, but he's a sinner.
我们可能会听见某某人，他是在高科技界很有名望的人，他是一个好的爸爸，他是一个有好的家庭，但是他却是一个罪人。
Here she is, top student at Stanford, loved by her parents and boyfriend, accepted by everybody, already into med school, but she's a sinner.
或许我们知道有一个女士，她是在 Stanford 读书，她的父母、她的男朋友都爱她，而且她也有很好的成就在读医学院，但是她却是一个罪人。
Our author tells us clearly, here's this man who we thought was all of these things, but really he's reduced to being a leper.
在这里圣经上我们看见这一个人，他有所有的名望，但是他却被他因为得了麻风病，他却被贬低，成为一个低下的人。
His inner condition cuts down all that we saw on the outside.
所以他里面的情形呢，就推翻了他外面一切所有的成就。
Another delusion of success is that we think that through it somehow we can save ourselves.
另外一个我们的幻想和错误的想法，就是以为我们成功的话，我们可以救自己。
Notice here how Naaman is trying to orchestrate his own salvation. He comes to Elisha with these bags full of success, with letters from the king, sets of clothing, with all this big chariot party ready to be accepted, and then ride back into the sunset after he's earned his magic cure.
在这里我们可以看见乃曼呢，他自己就来计划了一套他自己得救的计划，所以他带来了许多的金银，而且呢带了衣服， 要来送给这边的人。另外他还带了从亚兰王来的信件，他想呢，他可以借着他的名望、他的权力、他的财富来买到他自己的救恩，然后他就可以回去继续过他豪华的生活。
But he's not healed by the king or the mighty prophet in some magic ceremony that he can earn. Instead, he's told by this lowly servant, go and wash in the River Jordan.
但是他来了呢，却没有被以色列王来医治，也没有得到一个以色列的先知很隆重的来接近他，来接见他，反而是先知派了一个很低下的使者告诉他。
And our mighty general is seething and disgusted. Isn't my homeland more beautiful?
这个低下的使者来告诉他去约旦河里洗沐浴，他非常的生气，他在想，我家乡不是比这里更美好吗？
A lot of our problems when we come to follow God are not matters of evidence, but of submission.
其实有的时候我们没有办法跟随神，问题不在于我们没有证据，而问题是在于我们没有办法顺服。
As we've been talking about in the English sermons, there is no such thing as a non-believer. Everybody has a belief.
就像最近在英文组聚会的时候，我曾经跟大家分享，其实没有一个人是不信的，每一个人都信一些事情。
Naaman believes in healing, in salvation, but he believes they should come to him as everything else in his life has, through superior skill, through merit, and through earning it by being amazing.
就像乃曼，他相信医治，他也相信要得救，但是他觉得这些事情呢，都应该就像他其他生活里面其他的成就一样，是需要靠着你的努力，还有你的才干来得着的。
Look how he's ready to perform some Herculean feat to prove that he's worthy of healing.
看他这里呢，他就希望他能够展现出他一切的成就，好像是一个英雄一样，来证明他配得这样子的医治。
But this man who has climbed the ladder of success is lowered down and down to the River Jordan, which empties into the Dead Sea, the lowest place on earth.
在这里有一个非常居高位的人乃曼，他在这里却被一直的叫他要低下低下，一直要让他自己降卑自己，来约旦河里洗澡。而约旦河呢，后来流到了死海，死海是全世界最低的一个地方。
He is deeply angered by a salvation plan that seems beneath him. Even an idiot can go dip in the river. There's nothing special about that.
对于先知要教他怎么做的这个方式呢，他非常的生气，他觉得这实在是对他是一个羞辱，因为就算是一个白痴也知道如何下到约旦河里去沐浴，一点都不特别。
Naaman has to be thinking, so you're telling me this God of Israel, when it comes to healing, he doesn't differentiate between good and bad, noble and coward, insider, outsider.That he gives the same healing to a priest that he would give to a prostitute?
他为什么生气呢？因为他想说，难道以色列的神，当他在要救人、医治人的时候，他不分好人、坏人，不分高尚的人、低贱的人，不分国内的人、外国人，也不分祭司或是妓女吗？
It assaults the very way he's constructed his life.
对他对人生一直的这种想法，他的那个思想模式来说，这是一个很大的打击。
This is not good news, but terribly offensive to those of us who have built our lives on being smarter, better, faster, nicer, more beautiful than other people.
这对于这些这对于我们来说呢，这些把我们的生命建造在我们必须要比别人更好、更聪明、更快、更美丽的人来决定我们的人生价值。对这样子的人来说，这样子的好像不是一个好消息，反而是非常的冒犯。
It's going to take nothing less than the complete crumbling of Naaman's worldview for God to heal him.
所以对乃曼来说，他必须把他整个世界观都打破，他才能够得到医治。
God is asking Naaman to stop being Naaman. to let God be God.
因为神其实在叫乃曼不要再做乃曼了，而让神来做神。
He's asking him to stop trying to win your blessing and let God be merciful.
换句话说，他叫乃曼说，你不要再靠自己的能力和财富来赢得你的救恩，让神来向你施怜悯。
To get into the Jordan, Naaman not only needs to take off his clothes, but he has to take off his pride and set aside his achievements so that God can heal him.
要下约旦河里沐浴，乃曼不单要脱下他的衣服，而且他还要把他的骄傲，把他一切的成就都放下，他才能够得着神的恩典。
The true healing, the greatest miracle, actually happens before Naaman gets in the water.
其实真正的神迹呢，在乃曼还没有下约旦河里就已经开始了。
He has been humbled into submission. He is letting God work.
因为他终于降服下来，他顺服神，让神做工在他身上。
The contrast of how the world operates to how God works continues, and what we see is these very unexpected means that God is working.
当我们看见神用这样子出人意料的方式来救他的时候，我们就再一次的看见这里有一个很强烈的对比，就是世界上的做事的方式还有神做事的方式。
From the mighty high of Naaman, our story lowers down to this nameless, insignificant little girl.
我们从这个乃曼，他是一个居高位的大能的人，我们再来看这一位名不见经传的小女子。
In this brilliant contrast, again, the Lord saves the mighty through the lowly.
再一次，我们借着从这个对比，我们看见神借着这一个弱小的女子来救一个大能的人。
God speaks through this powerless, nameless girl held by a foreigner so that his mighty name can be known in the pagan world.
神借着这一个没有能力弱小的女子呢来说话，使她的名，使神的名能够在外邦地被尊荣。
Running through the book of Kings here is this theme of Israel's disobedience, and the girl is actually enslaved because the nation has been disobedient to God.
这个女子呢，她之所以被掳成为一个奴隶，是因为以色列国他们不顺服神。
God has used foreign nations to correct his people to bring them back to him.
所以神借着这外邦人的手呢，要来纠正他们，使他们归回到神面前。
And in the midst of this disobedience, as God is calling his people to be faithful, we see this young girl exemplifying the exact kind of faith that God wants.
当神在呼召他的百姓要来顺服他的时候，我们在这里看见一个弱小的女子，她就是神所希望他的百姓能够回转的样式。
She is the true Israelite, spreading the truth of the one real God, the very purpose that God called Israel, so that they will be His priest and light in this dark world.
这位小女子呢，她因为信神，她其实过了一个生活，就是神呼召整个国以色列国去能够来做的事，就是他神希望以色列国能够在外邦地成为神的祭司，为外邦人成为神的祭司。
Do you see this amazing contrast? We have Naaman serving the king of Aram. We have a little girl serving the king of everything and pointing Naaman to the only person who can heal him.
在这里我们又看见一个对比，就是乃曼他在服侍地上的君王，而这一位小女子她却在服侍这个万有的王，而这个小女子她在指引这个乃曼如何能够认识这位真神。
In Deuteronomy, we know that Jewish parents were told to teach their kids about God, and here we see the fruit of them teaching their kids.
在申命记里面，我们看见摩西的律法上说，以色列的父母必须要教导他们的儿女有关神的事。在这里，我们就看见这一个小女子，她就认识神。
And if you're young here today, think of what this girl did to speak up to this big, mighty person to tell them, I know what's true in life.
如果我们是年轻人，我们可以想一想，这个女子她如何的，到底她需要付什么样的代价，她来对她的主人说，我知道你如何可以得救。
Out of the broom closet, out of the insignificance of slavery in childhood, God is speaking to save somebody.
在这里有一个可怜的女子，她是一个奴隶，但是神却可以借着她来说话。
Of course, this inversion is missed on Naaman. He goes not to the prophet that she tells him, but he goes to the king.
但是呢，在这里我们看见这个女子是叫她要到以色列的先知那里，乃曼呢却到了以色列的王那里。
It's deeply ironic and sad that the king of Israel doesn't know that God can save, but this little insignificant slave girl does.
又是另外一个讽刺，就是以色列的王呢，他并不知道以色列的神可以拯救，但是这一位小女子，她却知道以色列的神可以救她。
Actually, both kings in the story are minor characters, and despite their authority and their prestige, they're pictured as totally inept.
在这里我们看见有两个王，以色列王和亚兰王，虽然说他们很有权力，很有尊荣，但是在这里呢，就显得是这么的微小渺小。
They are these powerless shadows that are contrasted to Yahweh, whose will is being done.
在这里我们看见他们比起耶和华这个 万王之王 他们却是这么的渺小好像不过就是一个影儿
It is the real king of Israel who will be saving Naaman
而是真正以色列真正的王他能够救乃曼
Naaman went looking for healing in the high places but he missed where God was really working
乃曼呢他总是到那个高位的人那里去找医治但是他却忽略了神真正要做的事。
Does this remind you of wise men who went to Herod instead of a stable?
就像在福音书里面，我们看见那个从东方来的博士，他们也是先去找希律王，而不是到马槽里去找。
Jesus Christ assumed no grandeur, no place in society, but was born into poverty and scandal, came as a servant, so that God could speak and save.
但是耶稣基督他来到世上他并没有在生在高位生在王宫他却生在贫穷而且是出生是一个好像是一个丑闻一样的他来服侍我们
A little girl who knows how to heal A dip in the river to save A criminal's cross to bring redemption God's undeserved grace to all people This is mind-blowing how God works
神的做法实在会让人没有办法理解就是像这里有一个小女子她可以指引一个在高位的人如何得到医治而神的儿子却是上了十字架是一个做罪犯的十字架来拯救世人
It's God's unexpected means that undercut our worship of success and show us that God doesn't work the way the world works
是神出人意料的方式来向我们证明神的做法跟我们的做法不一样我们对成功的崇拜是没有用的
Even the fact that Naaman, an outsider of Israel, would be healed by God is completely unexpected
甚至于对乃曼来说一个这个外邦人被神医治也是出人意料的
And we see in the story that God is working his amazing persistent grace to all kinds of people
我们在这里还可以看见神他持续不断的恩典他借着各样的人来成就他的恩典
Again, don't miss this deep contrast and irony Naaman is told three times God's salvation plan and each time he's told by a lowly servant
我们在这个故事里可以看见有三个人不断的来告诉乃曼他可以得医治而这三个人都是一些很卑微的仆人
God's gracious patienceThroughout this, from one servant to the next, till finally Naaman's own servants coax him into getting into the water.
在这里我们看见神是多么的有耐心，他不断的来帮助乃曼可以得着这个恩典。最后是借着乃曼自己的仆人来劝他的主人，你就下去试一试，去沐浴吧。
And the servants really get it. They see that this true healing happens.When you realize you can't do anything and you let God work.
因为这些仆人呢他们自己明白要得着医治必须他的主人自己心里明白除了神他真的不能做什么。
They tell him, get in the water. Stop trying to do some great thing So God can do this ultimate thing in your life.
所以他的仆人说，你为什么不就下到水里去沐浴呢？不要再想自己要做什么丰功伟业，就是让神做工在你的身上。
And this ultimate thing we see is God delivering very costly for significance and costly forgiveness.
在这另外呢，我们要看见神的拯救和神的释放，其实呢是需要一个极大的极大代价的赦免。
Zoom back to the slave girl in Naaman's house. She is enslaved because her family has been overtaken by the very man she has to serve. This is better than Hollywood.
让我们再回来看看乃曼的故事。在她家里，这一个小女子，她其实是以色列人，但是她被掳了。她被抓她的人呢，就是今天她要在服侍的，在她家里服侍的这个人。所以这实在是比好莱坞的电影更要戏剧化。
She is this pious Jewish girl, faithful in the Lord, and yet she's in the house of this vile pagan who doesn't follow the ways of God, who doesn't deserve to be healed by God.
她这位小女子，她是一位敬虔的犹太女子，她对神非常的忠实，而她却住在一个外邦人的家里，这个外邦人非常的残忍，非常的凶暴，把她的掳来了。所以这一个人，她的主人并不是认识神的人，他其实不配得着神的恩典和医治。
Don't you think there has to be some glow of vengeance in her eyes the first day she sees her mighty master stricken with leprosy? Like, aha, finally, justice.
你想，当这个小女子她第一次看见她的主人身上开始长大麻风的时候，她心里或是她的眼光会不会露出来一种报复、报仇的心态，想说终于公义的时刻来到。
But what does she do? She points him towards salvation.
但是她怎么做呢？她到底做什么？她却指引她一条得救的路。
Brothers and sisters, don't you see how much this cost this girl?That she could have withheld the information that would save his life by just remaining silent.
你可以看见这个女子，她要说这样子的事情，对她来说，她需要付极大的代价吗？她其实大可以就是不说话，保持沉默。
But she takes the pain, she swallows this debt, and this little girl forgives this mighty man. She is really the human hero in this story.
但是他必须要把他自己的痛苦忍下来，他必须要饶恕他的主人，然后指引他得救的道路。所以我们在这里看见，这所有的人当中，这一个女子才是真正的英雄。
When people tell me Christianity doesn't paint a good picture of women, I have to wonder what they've been reading.
有的人说，我们基督教的信仰呢，并没对女人并。不好，但是我觉得他们没有真正的读到圣经。
And you see here how this little girl is copying her true master.
在这里我们看见这一个小女子，她其实是在效法她真正的主人。
This is precisely how God works. Costly forgiveness that reaches down to hostile, rebellious foreigners to save them, to speak and to redeem their lives.
因为他就是在效法他真正的主人，他真正的主人呢，就是要付上一个代价极高的赦免和饶恕，来把他自己的救恩给那些不愿意信从而且背叛的外邦人。
Isaiah 53 tells us about God's ultimate servant that would save the world.
以赛亚书53章，我们看见神最终他派了他的儿子成为赎罪祭。
He was despised; we esteemed him not.Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。我们却以为他被责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Century later, Jesus Christ steps down into his own creation that has grown leprous, that is rotting from the inside out with sin.
在几个世纪之后，耶稣基督他自己来到他所造的人当中，而且这些人已经因为罪的缘故已经被腐烂了。
And though his creation has rebelled against him, Christ didn't remain silent or removed, but he came to dwell with us as a servant to save his people.
他来到他的受造当中，但是这些人呢却背叛他，不接受他。但是耶稣基督他并没有就保持沉默或是就离开，而且他住在我们的当中，成为我们的仆人，来服侍我们，来救我们。
On the cross we come face to face with this reality that Naaman embraced. You are more lost and hopeless than you ever could imagine, and you're also more loved and redeemed than you could ever dare dream.
在十字架上我们面对面的来看到了一个事实，这也是乃曼后来他真正看见的一个事实，就是我们自己比我们想象的要更软弱，要更无助，要更迷失。而在同样的呢，我们却比我们能够梦想的呢，更要被神接纳，被神爱。
On the cross we see Christ's costly forgiveness swallowing all of our debt to transform usIn from lepers to reborn people.
在十字架上我们看见耶稣基督他付了那极重的代价，使我们能够得到饶恕，得到赦免，使我们能够从一个长大麻风的一样的罪人而变成被洗净，被洁净，被接纳，被改变。
It's Christ's cross that does this ultimate healing of turning enemies into friends, outsiders into insiders.
而且也是因为耶稣基督在十字架上的救恩和他的医治，使我们从做一个敌人变成一个朋友，从一个神家里的外人变成神家里的人。
I think this is why our brother Paul was moved to say, I have nothing to boast about except for this cross.
我想这也就是为什么保罗他说，我不夸别的，只夸耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And lastly, in how God works, we see that this salvation is a total transformation.
最后我们要看见神的救恩能够带来完全的改变。
Look how Naaman emerges from the water. He has skin like that of a child.
我们看见当乃曼从约旦河里上来的时候，他的皮肤，他的肉就好像小孩子的肉一样，完全的洁净了。
He has been humbled into conversion.He has been saved into a new life. He has been reborn.
他降卑了，使他能够得救，而且他真正得到了救恩，他重生了。
God's forgiveness and salvation is this total restoration of the human experience. Soul, heart, mind, for to restore us to this original purpose that we have as worshipers of Jesus Christ.
神的救恩呢，它能够把我们完全的复原，使我们的灵魂，使我们的心，使我们的都能够完全的复原，回到神当初造我们的目的。神造了我们，就是为了要我们跟他有关系，而且能够敬拜他。
Lepers are broken from community, and they cannot even go to the temple to worship God.
长大麻风的人呢，他是从他们的社区里面被分开，他们甚至于没有办法进到圣殿里来敬拜神。
By pronouncing Naaman clean, God has restored him to community and to relationship with him, the things that he designed Naaman for.
当他的大麻风被洁净了以后呢，乃曼等于他能够再回到他的群体里面，他也能够再回到跟神的关系和敬拜的里面，这就是神当初造乃曼的目的。
And Naaman will never be the same again because he has not been changed from a bad man into a good man, but from a dead man into a living one.
乃曼他再也不一样了，他的改变不是从一个坏人变成一个好人，而是从一个死人变成一个活人。
I was touched to hear, as probably many of you were, that so many people in this place last week dedicated their life to Christ.
我相信我们大家都非常的感动，上一个周末在这里有这么多的人来接受耶稣基督做他们的救主。
These people will never be the same again.
这些人他们的生命再也不一样了。
They shouldn't be.
他们 一定会不一样的。
And our passage closes with God moving Naaman's heart to work out this total transformation in the totality of his life.
在这里我们看见，乃曼得洁净之后，神继续做工在他的心里，要让乃曼继续的得着这个救恩，还有得着这个完全的改变。
This is where we must disciple people. Christ has not just saved our hearts for one day, but he's changed us for a lifetime, and it should affect everything we are and everything we do.
这就是为什么呢？我们要来做门徒训练，来带门徒，因为耶稣基督他不是只是一次的救我们，而且他不断的终其一生在改变我们。
So as we close, let's look at a few questions to how to apply this in our lives.
所以在我们结束的时候，让我们看一些的问题，看这些如何能够带到我们的生命里面。
As you go back to school, as you go back to work, as you go back to your home life, how are you going to be able to work this out?
当我们回到我们的学校、我们的职场、我们的家庭里，我们要如何把这些活出来呢？
Notice Naaman's startling response after his salvation. He doesn't ask Elisha if he can stay there with all the good people.
在这里我们看见有一件非常有意思的事情，就是乃曼在得洁净之后，他并没有问先知以利沙他是不是可以留在这里跟这一切的好人住在一起。
We don't find him saying, no, no, let me stay here with all you good people. I can't go back to my job in country. There are all these dirty sinners. You wouldn't believe the jokes they tell when we're drinking coffee.
他没有说，哦，主啊，你就让我留在这里跟你们这些好人住在一起。我不想回到我的家乡，他们都是一些坏人，他们都是污秽的。你不能想象当他们在喝咖啡的时候，他们讲的笑话是什么样的。
But notice also, he doesn't capitulate to the culture. He isn't pretending that he can go back to his work and life as if nothing happened.
而且呢，他也没有办法再回到他的过去的文化里面，而假装一切都没有发生，什么事情都没有发生一样。
He is totally transformed, and he knows that this new life has to be worked out in what he does.And there's going to be a radical difference in how he lives and how he approaches work.
所以他因为他知道他已经不一样了，他已经被改变了，所以他知道他不能再回到他过去的生活里面，好像一切都没有发生一样。他知道他必须有一个决定性的改变。
He doesn't run away and he doesn't blend in.
所以呢，他也不逃避，而且呢，他也不效法他的过去的世界。
I know this is one of the hardest things to preach because you say, of course, that's easy for you to do. Your job is talking about God.
对我们传道人来说，当我们这样子讲的时候，别人就说，那对你比较容易，因为你的工作就是一直在传道，为神传道。
I've had to work this out in education, in working in finance, in working in marketing, in working in the music business. I know it's tough.
我知道这不容易，因为 这些我自己也有经历过，我们必须要把这个活出来，在我们的职场，在我们的工作，在我们各样的事情上。
And I'll tell you something, it's almost harder because we have to figure out as pastors how to make Christ our job, not preaching.
其实做一个传道人来说，这更难，因为我们所要做的是如何把耶稣基督带出来，而不是只是讲一篇道而已。
We have a hard time with coming to the grips that we don't just run away from culture and get cloistered in this nice Christian church with all of you guys.
我们的挑战呢，是我们不应该从我们的那个现实环境里面逃避，只是躲在我们这一个基督徒的一个圈圈里面。
I think one of the answers here is that we go to work, we go to school, we go to church, being about our Father's business.
这里呢，就是我们不管去上学，我们去职场，我们来到教会，我们都要以我们的父的事为念。
We know that anything and everything that we do in order to satisfy our deepest longings and needs can turn into an idol.
我们必须知道，我们不管做什么事情，这些事情我们所做的事情，如果能够来为了要满足我们自己的话，这些事情很可能后来都变成偶像。
Even good things like creating a great family, morality, and of course our careers can become idols when they take God's place.
不管这些事情就算是好的事情，比方说我们要想要建立一个好的家庭，或是一些道德的事情，甚至于我们的工作，如果这些我们用这些来满足我们的心灵的话，他们后来都变成一个偶像。
But when we work like our Father, our achievements can bring Him glory as an act of worship. That our success can turn into doing His will be done and not mine.
但是如果我们以我们的事，我们父的事为念的话，我们所有的成就呢，就是为了要来，把荣耀来归给他，那这个就可以成就，神的荣耀。
We see this little girl in her workplace.Working like her father.
我们看见这一个小女子在她的职场或是她的工作环境里面，她来荣耀她的父。
In her workplace, she lives out grace, mercy, forgiveness, speaking up to her boss to give him truth and love, truth even to enemy co-workers.
在这里，我们看见这一个女子呢，她对她的上司、她的老板，她表现出来是有极大的怜悯和恩典，使这个老板他能够得着恩典和怜悯。
Through her work, she is bringing God's salvation. She is being salt and light in the midst of darkness.
所以我们看见在黑暗当中，他借着这个他所做的，把神的光，而且他为神做光做盐，在他的环境里面。
Do you see God working through your career, through your school?
你是不是也看见神借着你在你的学校和你的职场做工呢？
Are you open to His unexpected means working through you?
你是不是也愿意神用他出人意料的方式来做工，借着你做工呢？
Who are you primarily?
你到底是谁？
Are you just a good mother? Are you a businessman? Are you a pastor? Are you a straight A student?
你的主要的身份是谁？你难道只是一位母亲吗？一个成功的生意人，一个牧师，或是一个好学生？
Or are you your father's child placed in strategic mission to bring him glory?
还是你是你天父的孩子，他很有计划的把你放在你现在的环境里面，为了要荣耀他。
You are not where you are by accident any more than this Israelite girl.
你在你现在的环境里面，这不是一个偶然的巧合。就像这个以色列的小女子，她在她的环境里面不是一个巧合。
I always feel that actually you have a more exciting job. Pastors are like coaches, but you get to play the game.
其实你的工作是比较有意思的，比较精彩的。我们做牧师的呢，只是在旁边为你加油，好像你的教练一样，但是是你在场上。
Lastly, notice how creativelyNaaman is going to take God into his career.
最后我们要看见乃曼他是多么的有创意的，要把神带回去他的家乡。
What is this bit about Rimmon? Rimmon was a Baal-like god of Syria, but really it was Syria deified. It was Syria as a nation being godlike.
这个临门这到底是什么呢？它就好像巴利一样是。叙利亚的一个偶像，亚兰国的一个偶像，其实呢，就是这个亚兰国这个国本身成为了这个国民他百姓的一个偶像。
It's beautiful in the Bible that you see so many people like Naaman, like Joseph, Daniel, Esther, Nehemiah. They're not pastors. They have to figure out how to work for a powerful nation and serve God without running away.Or turning into the godless people around.
在圣经里，其实我们看见许多的人，比方说但以理、约瑟、尼西米，还有以斯帖，他们都是在外邦地，做神的儿女。他们呢没有办法逃离他们在外邦地的这个环境，但是他们就是在那里服侍神。
Naaman doesn't think the soil is magical because he's already been humbled enough to know that God doesn't work through these mystical ways.
乃曼虽然要把这两坨子把这个土带回去，但是他并不是认为这些土呢就是一个很神奇的土，因为他已经降杯了，他知道神不是用这些很神奇的东西来救人的。
So what's he doing with this dirt?
但是他要把这些土带回去做什么呢？
I think he's figuring out how he's going to put God first and center in his career.
我想呢，他心里知道他要把神放在他的事业的首位。
I think he's saying, I will do my job, but I will not worship it. I will achieve, but it will not capture my heart. I will succeed, but everyone's going to know I'm giving glory to God.
我想他心里已经决定了，他还是会好好的做事，但是他的成功还有他的成就呢，都要他要把他的成功和成就呢，都要归功给神，都要来荣耀神。
Elisha, God's prophet, gives him the blessing and says, "Yeah, go do that."
所以呢，神的先知以利沙呢，就祝福了他，说你就可以平平安安的回去吧。
This is the brilliance of Scripture. There is no pat answer here.
在这里我们看见圣经的奇妙处，就是在这里都没有一个都没有一个标准答案。
In the English side, we had a sermon called "Christianity is a straitjacket." I don't like it because it tells me everything I have to do.
I don't get.
Christianity is full of too many rules. Tell me what to do.
有些人说呢，我们基督徒呢，他有太多的要求，太多的原则，我没有办法完全的遵守。
I think if we're honest, though, we like the rules. Just tell me what I have to do, and I'll do it.
其实呢，我们都很喜欢要知道原则，我们也很喜欢要知道规矩，就是告诉我该怎么做，我就照着做就好了。
But that's the brilliance here. You can't go copy Naaman.You can't bring dirt into Microsoft. You can't take one of these chairs into your school.
但是呢，我们在这里呢，奇妙的就是我们没有办法这样子完全的效法乃曼。我们没有办法像他一样，就把我们的把一些土呢带回去我们的微软公司，或是带到我们的职场。
How is God calling you to creatively bring Christ with you into your school, into your job, into your home life?
所以神到底他如何的来呼召你，叫你很有创意的把神带回去你的职场、你的家庭和你的学校里。
I think a great way to figure this out is in groups as you help each other see ways that you can let God rule into all of your life, your home, your office, your success, your dreams.
我想呢，如果我们借着小组可以帮助我们，让我们一起来想如何的我们可以很有创意的把神带入我们的职场、家庭、我们的梦想里面。
To parents here, having worked with Asian kids for a long time, many of them here, I need to be a success for my parents. They care more about that than really if I follow God. Many kids have shared that with me over the years.
过去许多年，我曾经与亚裔的孩子们。我服侍亚裔的孩子们，那我想跟父母亲分享一下，亚裔的孩子们他们都跟我分享，他们觉得他们的父母亲在乎他们的成就过于在乎他们是不是跟随神。
As our young kids take PSATs and SATs and go to the best schools, let them do it to the glory of God. Amen.
我相信父母呢都觉得我们要我们的小孩要考 PSAT 考 SAT 让他们进了好学校来荣耀神，是不是这样
子？ Naaman went away with dirt to serve God. So as you head back to school tomorrow, as you head home, as you head into the office, what will you bring in your bag?
乃曼他带回去了土来荣耀神，那明天我们回去我们的学校、我们的职场，我们是带什么回去来荣耀神呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, how mighty and amazing you are still to save.
亲爱的父神，你是多么的伟大，也是多么的奇妙，你如今仍然拯救。
Lord God, forgive us for all the ways we've tried to earn and buy your love.
主啊，让我们忘却一切我们想要用我们自己的方式来买赎我们的救恩。
Lord God, help us to be like your mighty men and women in the Bible who succeed in this earth and in this world and give credit only to you.
让我们效法圣经里面的各样的人物，他们在他们的人生中因着他们的成就来荣耀你。
Lord, we thank you that you have saved and redeemed our whole life.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你救了我们。
Give us your vision how to creatively take you into all that we do to live out this Christian life.
主啊，赐给我们意象，让我们知道我们如何可以很有创意的把你带入我们的生命里、生活里。
Father God, help us help each other how to work this out in our lives and our careers.
主啊，帮助我们，帮助我们每一位，让我们如何能够行出来，在我们的生活里，在我们的职场上。
That in all we do, we might announce there is a God who saves, and I know His name.
让我们在一切所行的事上，我们可以宣扬有一位神，他有大能可以拯救我们。
We pray in that precious name. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。Amen.